52 degrees at 55 KRC, the talk station.
The number one Christmas music in history returns to Cincinnati for one night only. The Christmas music of Mannheim Steamroller by Chip Davis. Thursday, November 10th at the Bank of Kentucky Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Count on us.
We have what you want.
JakeSweeney.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of 55 KRC, the talk station, and Clear Channel Worldwide.
Target acquisition confirmed.
You have a green light.
Locked and loaded.
It's Trigger Time.
Hello, welcome to Trigger Time. I'm Joe Barrett, your host. Thank you for being with us tonight. Got another good show for you lined up. Go around the table here. Amy.
Hi, everybody.
Scott.
Good evening.
And Dr. Keith Nelson.
Happy Halloween Eve, everybody.
That's right. It's we just talked about that. It's when I was in high school, I think the night before Halloween was Damage Night or Devil's Night or something.
Night, yeah.
Devil's Night, yeah. Glad we don't do that anymore. Glad we stopped celebrating that
At least we don't do that anymore.
No, we... Yeah, that's right. We haven't for a long time, in fact. But I don't think I was all that heinous even back then, though. 749-5500, if you want to join the show, 513-749-5500. I'll tell you, when we come up with topics for the show, it's always interesting. The questions that both Keith and I get posed to us through the radio show and through the classes and things like that. Something we wanted to announce. We got a special guest next week, Keith, right?
Yeah,
on air.
Congressman Steve Chabot's agreed to call into the station. He can't come to the station here because he's in Washington still, but he's agreed to speak to us on some national gun issues.
Yeah.
Next week, first part of the show, so listen
in. That's going to be a good show. So Congressman Chabot will be here on the show by telephone. Again, he's in Washington, so he can't be here in person. But by telephone, we're going to bring him on a little after right after the first break and talk as long as
he's
he
always
wants.
Been a big supporter of the NRA and does our thing in Washington. So he deserves our support.
Absolutely, he does. So listen in for that. Email your show ideas, questions about firearms, anything firearm-related that we can help you with, info@triggertimewithjoe.com. That's info@triggertimewithjoe.com, our website, of course, triggertimewithjoe.com. What can you do to defend your gun rights? That's what we wanted to talk a little bit about tonight. In every one of our closings, you always hear us say, it's imperative you join the NRA. We will say it often in the show, throughout the show, join the NRA. It's a sad commentary how many gun owners there are versus how few NRA members there are.
Yeah,
it's
in my classes, I might have 1 out of 10 maybe. And these are people that usually own guns and have shot before and everything else, and very few are really NRA members, and I don't know why, but they should be. And I always give them the lecture, of course, and so do you.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, and what we're not going to do is start this whole, well, the NRA is not perfect thing. I already know that. I don't need anybody to tell me that. The NRA, yes, there's things that the NRA might have done in the past or present or in the future that we don't agree with, what have you. But here's the thing. There's no question the only reason we have the gun rights we do in this country is because they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah. Without them, they watch 24/7 political trends, and they're always trying to sneak things past, be it executive orders or through the Congress and that sort of thing to defeat the Second Amendment bit by bit. That's the way they work. And NRA's on top of it all, and it's the only group that is.
Yeah.
And they're a very powerful lobby group, and the more powerful they are, the more they're listened to.
And every membership, and this is one of those times. Now, I understand how powerless a person can feel voting in this country. I mean, what was it our president just said on news the other day? I intend to get as much past Congress as I possibly can.
Working his way around them.
Yeah, as much as I can work around them, I will. Now, that flies right in the face of the very form of government we have.
Yeah.
I mean, the getting around Congress— Those are the people we elect to represent us. So in other words, they want to get around you. I mean, they, you know, these are the people that supposedly represent you, and I'm going to try to usurp this system and get around it as much as I can. If you don't join the groups that these people have to listen to, then your voice is silent. That's for sure. And yes, when you walk in, there's a lot of, I mean, I'm not going to get into the whole, you know, whether it makes sense to vote thing. I mean, vote, if you vote your conscience, the bottom line is you can walk into a booth and if you really think about it, not feel very powerful. But your membership to the NRA matters. Every single membership makes a difference. If we could get, I mean, if we could get everybody listening tonight that cares about their individual rights to join the NRA, it would matter enormously. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit tonight about what you can do kind of on a national level, local level, and so on. And these are, you know, it's not rocket science, but it may be stuff you haven't thought of. Keith, you want to start off?
Yeah. Well, people had basically have become felt powerless in the political world because of the lobby groups and because of the big forces, you know, in Washington and that sort of thing. And they just sit back and wait. They just sit back and watch what happens. And that's not what to do. We can't do that. In a democracy of any sort, it can't exist without participation of the individual.
Sure.
You, the individual, and you've got to do it.
Right.
And just to let things go is, you know, it just brings disaster eventually, and we don't want that.
Right.
So you've got to think, what can I do? You know, and there's some things you can do easily. Like we said at the national level, join the NRA, and we can't say it enough, but listen to it. And you just call in, go to NRA.org and join. I've been a member since, 1963. I don't like to say that, but I have. Been an instructor for quite a while through the NRA, and both Joe and I have made differences individually. So you can. You, too, can make a difference by joining and getting involved. So joining the NRA is a minimum. And we talked about voting. What the NRA does, it gives us guidance on different politicians running for office and what their voting rank is. In other words, they'll give them a grade on how they voted on gun issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I think you do too, Joe. We vote along those lines.
That's what you want to talk about somebody who's overly focused. I vote based entirely upon their NRA grade. Honest, I know there are other topics out there. Yes, I know that there's other important things, but the NRA grade is what gets my vote.
But it generally follows.
It sure does.
Everything else will follow.
It sure does. I mean, most of the time when I see an NRA grade of A+, you can almost go right down the list and they're in line with everything else that I think should be. Again, it makes sense. And yes, it seems like you're putting a drop in a bucket. It's just, but I mean, it's like the reverse of littering. You know, we don't think, well, you know, I'm only one person. If I throw this wrapper out of my car, it's no big deal. Actually, it is a big deal when one person does it. And in the opposite direction, this is a big deal. This matters a great deal when you take the time to make your voice heard. This is actually a place where the individual, their voice actually does get heard. Where else does your voice get heard nationally? Well, I mean, I can't think of any place.
No.
I mean, you know, nobody.
The shooting fraternity is small enough to where you can make a difference individually.
Right.
We both have, and a lot of our people we know have, and we must continue that. Everyone has to do their thing, and all the little parts you say drop in a bucket, but enough drops fill a bucket.
That's right. That's right.
That's what we need.
I mean, I know it sounds a little bit like, you know, cliche Hallmark type stuff. One little star fish, you know, what have you. I mean, I'm trying to get weird, but the bottom line is that, you know, if everybody thinks that way, then we've got a real problem. And we don't, it's not that we have a real problem, but we don't have nearly the power that we should. We don't have nearly the cushion we should. We don't have nearly the support that we should. The NRA, as strong as it is, should be 10 times as strong as it is. It really should be.
Is there, how many gun owners is there? They figure about 50% of the population has a gun
right at
home. So we're talking, you know, in the 100 million range. And what's the membership of the NRA? I think it's a couple million.
Yeah, it's
you know,
it's,
maybe.
It's a fraction.
Yeah,
it's
we need a
small
lot more.
Fraction. A lot we need more. A lot more. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not hard to do.
No, it takes you a minute.
Call in, join.
Yeah, and if you don't like the stuff they mail you, throw it away.
And you get a good good magazine, which is an excellent magazine.
Yeah, which is really good. So you get some resources. You get updates on what's going on. Yeah, it's worth it just for that. Okay, 749-5500, 513-749-5500. We're going to take a short break. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time, 55 KRC, the talk station.
55 KRC.
Hi, it's Scott Sloan. I got something crazy fun for you to do on your next date night. Movie, bar, bowling. How many times are you going to do that? Seriously. Check this out. Target World. That's right. Target World. They have a full line of rental handguns, ammo, and an indoor range, all in a safe, clean environment. And when I went in, I couldn't believe how many men and women, how many couples were having fun. If you're new to shooting, no problem. Their friendly experts will have you locked, loaded, and having a good time. If you've always wanted to try it, Target World has you covered. They also have classes from basic to advanced, concealed carry, and more. Of course, if you own a gun or you're ready to buy one, they have almost 3,000 firearms in stock, almost double what the other guys have. Plus, ammo, holsters, safes, archery, paintball equipment, and more. Target World is right off 275 in Sharonville. They're open 7 days a week. Or you can check them out online at targetworld.net. I'll see you at the Tri-State's home for shooting sports, Target World.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Hey, Bill, I thought you were in a car accident last week, but your car looks like new.
Yeah, I was, but I took my car to Blue Ash Auto Body, and they did great work. Matched the paint perfectly and repaired it quickly. Weren't you just in an accident yourself recently?
Don't get me started. I took my insurance company's advice and took my car to their preferred shops for the repairs. I had to take it back to their shop 4 times, and it still isn't right.
Yep, same story with me and my insurance company, but Jim, you probably didn't realize you have a choice as to where to take your car after an accident. I chose the shop I've trusted for 35 years, Blue Ash Auto Body.
Blue Ash Auto Body, huh? Well, I'll know that for next time. What's their number? I'm just going to jot this down.
It's 513-489-0313.
489-0313. Got it.
Just ask for Don at Blue Ash Auto Body or go to blueashautobody.com.
Blue Ash Auto Body, 513-489-0313 or blueashautobody.com.
Investing in your future. From the Steve Perrin Coordinated Financial Planning Studios, this is 55 KRC, the talk station.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time on 55 KRC, the talk station. If you'd like to join the show tonight, give us a call now at 513-749-5500.
Thank you, Amy. That's right. This is Trigger Time. We're talking about what you can do to ensure or help ensure your Second Amendment rights as an individual. There are many things that you can do, and it is timely. It's important that we understand, again, I'm going to beat this into the ground, but, you know, the President of the United States gets on national television and says, I intend to get around Congress every way I can. Now, just take 1 second and think about that, okay? Think about what that means, okay? That's the most un-American thing I think I've ever heard a president say. That's the way our government is supposed to function that way. We're supposed to have representation. He's not supposed to be all powerful. There are supposed to be representatives, people that emulate and you know, represent me and you and all of us here, you know, that are supposed to be there as a check balance type thing. And he's saying, I'm going to figure out a way to get around them. You think that won't eventually get to your gun rights?
When you view the Constitution as an obstruction, that's a problem. The Second Amendment is...
I think your mic's down for a second, Keith. Sorry, folks, that's technical difficulty. Go ahead.
When you view the Constitution as an obstruction, there's a big problem there.
Well, yeah, I mean, what does that mean? I know maybe I sound like I'm making too much of it, and maybe it's a sad commentary that we're so used to hearing that type of thing that it doesn't shock anybody anymore. But what does it mean when a president says, I'm going to get around Congress? How does that not concern the people that live in this country? I mean, that's the design. That's the way it's he's not supposed to do that. I mean, if I try to get around laws, what do they do to me? You know, I mean, you're not allowed to do that. No. You're not allowed. I mean, the bottom line is that this is we're in a good spot with our firearm rights. I really believe we are. You know, more states are have concealed carry laws than have had, and things are going very well. But believe me, it's you know, don't think for a second that they're not eventually going to get around to firearms.
Just saying, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, and right. That's true. You have to keep watch the whole time because they're thinking about shortcutting that and trying to get it, our Second Amendment rights taken away.
You better believe
all the time.
It. And as big and powerful as the NRA is, you can better believe that there are groups working just as hard to try to undo what they're doing and try to find ways to limit and eliminate eventually.
And well-funded groups as well.
Yeah, well, very well-funded. So don't think for a second that, oh, well, you know, stand up, dust myself off, you know, we're in. We made it home. We're nowhere near the home plate. It's not going
to happen. Can't let your guard down.
No, can't do it. At the local level, some good things that we can do. Keith, you want to start off?
Yeah, you need to watch locally, really. Keep appraised of your gun rights locally. Watch new restrictions, if there's restrictions put upon guns as far as types of guns, transporting, and that sort of thing. Fight existing ones. In other words, if businesses post their businesses against concealed carry, then let them know that you're just not pleased with that.
It's going to cost them something.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know what it ought to. And here's the thing. I'm not going to say what business, but a very large place in my area was quasi posted. They had, you know, they had the nature of their business was such that they had a Class D permit. You know, when the law changed, though, they had a quotation up for the ORC, and it was actually a misquotation. It wasn't even correct. And I tried to point that out sometime in the past and didn't get much of a response. Let them know that this has been updated. There is no more prohibition. It's now on the individual to not consume alcohol in one of these establishments, but it's no longer, these businesses are no longer prohibited by law. Mm-hmm. And 2 days later, the sign was down. That to me is a big deal. You know, you can make a difference. You know, if you're, first of all, don't be a jerk about it. If you're, you know, because then you're going to meet resistance immediately.
You need to inform the owner, whoever runs the business, that, you know, it's not a good idea because all it's doing is enticing a criminal. If they want to come into a establishment, they say, well, there's no guns in here.
Right. Well, first of all, why would you want to put a sign on the door that says, hey, you know, by the way, we have a business, we deal in things of value, and there nobody in here's got a gun. That's something, not a smart thing, but let's look at it from a business standpoint. I'm a business owner. I've been a business owner for a long time. As a business person, okay, I want you to think about that sign for a second, all right? Not having that sign up will not cost you one customer, all right? But having that sign up will cost you some, that's for sure. So just from a pure dollars and cents business perspective, that sign does not make business sense. It doesn't. Again, it will. Not having the sign up isn't going to cost you a customer. Having it up is going to cost you some. Why on earth would you want to cost yourself some customers when you can cost yourself none? So really, from a self-defense, from a common sense, nor from a business sense standpoint, does it make sense at all.
And it's our duty to inform them that's the case. Maybe they don't know that, but you can inform them. Again, not in a rude way, but
right.
We're not going to shop here. Our friends aren't going to shop here because you have that sign in the window, and we should take it down.
And they may not be gun people.
And some have come down.
Well, sure,
well.
I don't know.
It's me or someone else, but they do.
But again, they may not be gun people. When gun people are presented with this, they tend to think of it, you know, in a gun rational way. But if they're not gun people, when they think guns, what do they think? Well, they think gun violence. Do you want to say no to gun violence? Oh yeah, absolutely. Here, put my sign up. I don't want anybody to get shot here. Mm-hmm. Again, they're not thinking about it the way you and I are. Okay, they are having a knee-jerk reaction to gun violence when they're presented with this. You need to present them with a common sense position to demonstrate, look, this will not limit in any way gun violence. In fact, it might enhance the chance, but it won't limit it. And also, it's a bad business move, right. You know?
And there was a case up in towards Dayton, I don't know if you want to discuss, where you had two drugstores, basically, one across from the other one, and one was posted and one wasn't. And the one that was posted was robbed several times, and the one that wasn't posted was not robbed.
Right.
Statistically, it might not hold up, but it makes sense.
We want to naturally think, well, criminals are stupid. Don't think they're that stupid. They're not that stupid. They know the difference between a place that allows guns, place that doesn't. That, you know, in one, I am much more likely to run into an armed person, an armed employee, than I am if I'm in the other one. So, you know, don't think for a second. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Wes and Amelia. Wes, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. I was thinking, like, I'm a senior citizen, and I'm a limited income. All I get is Social Security, and that's only $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
After I paid dues to the International Typograph for the Union 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And now, I'd say senior citizens are 10 to 1 non-members than members. And if they would say, like, charge us the initiation rate to join and then give us, like, a $10 a year retirement benefit, they'd triple their membership.
Well, you know, Wes, I appreciate that comment. That's a good idea. There's something the NRA needs to look at. Is there some way that they can make the membership less of a cost burden to people that are in a situation that they can't, you know, and I don't see why they couldn't.
No, and in fact, I'll call the NRA this week and talk to them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Wes from Amelia called. There's probably a lot more than of Wes's in and around and in other areas than Amelia. So they need to know that if it means something to one person, it probably means something to quite a few. Something that they should look at.
You know, all your gun clubs and stuff do that. They'll have the senior rate a little bit lower,
right,
or half the price or whatever, and that's worth thinking about.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, yeah. 749-5500, 513-749-5500. We've got here, you know, supporting local and state pro-gun organizations. That's a good idea.
Aside from the NRA, there are other organizations statewide, really. Ohioans for Concealed Carry. Very good group, was instrumental in getting the concealed carry law passed. Buckeye Firearms, very good group. They promote Second Amendment rights. And Ohio State Rifle and Pistol Association is another one that really is competition-oriented. But in any of those organizations, you can just join them, and you get newsletters and things, and you get information. And it's the same thing as joining the NRA, but it's just on a local level.
Right. And, I mean, again, obviously, you know, it's for right now, like, especially it's what you can afford to do. If you can't afford to join them all, you can't. But supporting these local organizations, believe me, they are working very hard at the local level.
Yeah, and they mostly volunteers, and they work very hard.
Yeah, and they do a great deal for the shooting community here locally. Believe me, this is it's a good thing. It's something that has to take place at every level. We pushed NRA membership a lot on this show, and we're going to continue to do that. But again, you know, you don't want to just, I signed up, I'm throwing all the literature in the garbage they send me, and now I'm done, right? I don't need to. No, you really may need to put forth a constant effort if you can. Not everybody can, but we need to try.
Do what you can.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing. Do what you can do, and everyone has to do their part one way or another,
right,
in order to preserve this.
Right, because it's like we said, the NRA is fighting. I mean, while you're asleep, you know, there's somebody reading some proposal that's being tried to get through, and that's important. Just as important, like we said, the Ohioans for Concealed Carry, very instrumental in getting the concealed carry to Ohio, which for a long time, there was no such animal in Ohio. You know, just couldn't.
They were the ones that really shepherded the issue through.
Right. And so, again, there's a group that deserves your attention, deserves your membership. We definitely want to encourage people. Again, the Ohioans for Concealed Carry, Buckeye Firearms, another really good group, Ohio State Rifle and Pistol Association. There are lots of others. We're going to talk about some other things like clubs and local things you can get into as well. I know I've got some callers on the line. We will get to you as soon as we get back from our break for the news. We do have to take a short break for the news. If you want to join the show, 749-5500, 513-749-5500. Again, we'll take a short break for the news and get to more of this and our callers when we get back. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time, 55 KRC, the talk station.
55 KRC, the talk station.
Hi, it's Scott Sloan. I got something crazy fun for you to do on your next date night. Movie, bar, bowling. How many times are you going to do that? Seriously. Check this out. Target World. That's right, Target World. They have a full line of rental handguns, ammo, and an indoor range, all in a safe, clean environment. And when I went in, I couldn't believe how many men and women, how many couples were having fun. If you're new to shooting, no problem. Their friendly experts will have you locked, loaded, and having a good time. If you've always wanted to try it, Target World has you covered. They also have classes from basic to advanced, concealed carry, and more. Of course, if you own a gun or you're ready to buy one, they have almost 3,000 firearms in stock, almost double what the other guys have. Plus, ammo, holsters, safes, archery, paintball equipment, and more. Target World is right off 275 in Sharonville. They're open 7 days a week. Or you can check them out online at targetworld.net. I'll see you at the Tri-State's home for shooting sports, Target World.
Someday I can be a marine biologist. Or a park ranger. Oh, a conservationist. I know. I want to drive a train.
Helping the planet. It's a value kids and CSX share. Up to 5 times more fuel efficient than trucks. CSX trains are the most environmentally friendly way to move goods on land. Learn more at CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
This is Fox News on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. Power crews plugging away in the Northeast after a surprise snowstorm.
Here in New Jersey alone, over 600,000 remain without power, which we're told won't be restored until as late as Wednesday.
Fox's Julie Banderas in West Milford, Connecticut, especially hard hit.
We are continuing to encourage our customers to be prepared for lengthy outages. We do expect that some customers will be on a week or more.
Jeff Butler with Connecticut Light and Power. 7 hours on the tarmac. A JetBlue plane stranded at a Connecticut airport Saturday.
It's all dark. It's all black.
You can't get any food.
JetBlue saying the storm played a part partially because several flights had to be diverted. Selling fake maple syrup is the real thing could soon be a felony. Senators from Vermont, Maine, and New York co-sponsoring legislation to protect the purity of Vermont's signature crop. Fox News, we report, you decide.
55
KRC,
the talk station.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Brian Thomas, Monday in the Morning Show. Do you have any idea how school districts figure out what to ask for when putting a levy together? We're going to find out about it at 7:40. 55 KRC, the talk station.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time on 55 KRC, the talk station. If you'd like to join the show, give us a call now at 749-5500.
Okay, yes, you're with Trigger Time. Let's go to the phones. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm a regular listener. I got my concealed carry license, and about a few days ago, I joined the NRA. I would like to offer one caution for using the NRA's rating system or grading system for elections.
Sure.
During the last gubernatorial election, I was studying the candidates carefully, and I was really interested in John Kasich. And one of the local gun clubs was misquoting the NRA's rating system. So I would caution people to be careful not to just go by what you hear in political ads, but actually go to the NRA's website and check. This association was quoting a very long time ago grade of an F for John Kasich, and I actually went to their website, and I found out that I think his grade was a B, an A or a B at the time, and it was because of a vote a long time ago in Congress that, upset them about something. The Second Amendment is very important to me, and I consider that when deciding who to vote for, but I would just caution people, again, to go to the NRA's website
get the
and
right info.
Check them out.
Yeah, get the
That's
right
good point.
Information.
Do your research. Good and, point. And that vote against him was because of the support of the Brady Bill back in 94.
Yeah.
Right, and that's you know, a long time ago, and I just feel like their current rating is what, you
yeah,
know,
if the NRA has updated so, it, yeah. if the NRA has updated his grade, then that's the grade you should go by. Absolutely.
Right, but that's not that's not the grade that was in the all the ads that were coming out from the Buckeye Firearms Association, and I emailed them and stuff back and forth a couple of times, and they insisted that they were not being misleading because that was actually at one time, you know, the NRA's grade
for
him.
I would disagree with that. Yeah, I would say that if you're going to be fair, you got to go with the current grade.
Do your homework as well.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Just check them out.
Okay, thank you for the call. Very good.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's a good example. You know, great organization, Buckeye Firearms, great. I don't want to comment on this because I wasn't involved in those communications. But I will say that if he had a grade of whatever, and the NRA has seen fit to change that, then you need to go. Then we should be representing the correct current, you know, standing he has with the NRA, in my opinion. Just to be fair, that doesn't mean you forget what he did at all. You don't forget anything, but you do have to be fair, and you got to go with the current information. So do your homework. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Jay and Eastgate. Jay, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you, sir. I'm a member of NRA. Wife and I have concealed carry permits.
Good.
I'm professional in the medical profession. And I think the NRA ought to have a contest on the dumbest sign available, because I think I'll win it.
Okay, what do you got?
The VA Veterans Administration, a new building in the Eastgate area, they had a big sign on the front door, "For your protection, no guns, knives, or other weapons are allowed inside." For my protection, in other words, I should leave my gun in the car.
That makes a lot. I tell you what, it is amazing to me, the logic. You can't really call it logic. I don't know what you'd call it. You know, whoever sat down and dreamt this up. So Jay, here's the notion. A guy is going to decide, you know what, I'm going to go in the VA and wreak some havoc with my handgun here, because I'm a criminal and a dirtbag, and I want to hurt some veterans. And, look at that. There's a sign on the door. I can't take my gun in here.
Yeah, right.
I'll turn around and go back and go somewhere else. Yeah. What a ridiculous notion.
Wasn't that same principle in effect in the Fort Hood massacre? No guns were allowed for the soldiers.
Well, yeah. What's it, the largest military base on the planet?
Yeah, and took care of it was a civilian police
officer, because none of the soldiers are allowed to have guns. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Oh, that is pitiful.
It is pitiful. It's a very sad, sad commentary. And again, it's this knee jerk. You know, that's why you go into if you go into an elementary or high school today and say the word gun, they send you off to mental reprogramming camp. No pictures, no finger guns, no nothing. It's this notion that guns are evil, and it's foolish. It's foolishness. And that demonstrates just how ridiculous a level we've gotten to when you have professional soldiers at Fort Hood that are standing there totally defenseless,
right,
on the largest military base we have, and a police officer has to come from off site and take care of this. Yeah, it's absurd.
It's very sad indeed.
Jay, thank you for the call, buddy.
Yeah, but for some bean counter to come up with this proposal for the Veterans Administration.
Yeah, that's a
that's ignorant of the guns situation and crime.
Yep.
To come up with this kind of law.
Yeah, I think you might actually win that sign contest. 749-5500, 513-749-5500. Let's see. Let's go to Kurt in Norwood. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joe. Hey, the female caller two callers ago said almost exactly what I was going to say.
Okay.
Because about a year ago, you had indicated you base your voting on you go down the NRA slate.
Right.
And there was I was under the impression that John Kasich did have a lower rating than Ted Strickland, and it's absolutely inappropriate that he supported the Brady Bill. But anyway, we do have to look into it more than just what it appears on the
surface. It seems like the certain, let's not forget that some organizations, they've got political motivations, and if they can say, he once had an F, so today we're reporting his old grade. We got to know that they can do that, and we've got to make sure we do our homework and maybe go right to the source to get that information, the most updated info.
Hey, Joe, something else. Would you guys maybe do a show on how we can help, expose kids to firearms and maybe, what programs we could support?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's
a good idea.
That's a critical – we need to, expose kids to firearms because they're not getting it anywhere else now.
In a positive way, you're right.
Yeah, yep. So, I mean, something that we could do to take action and maybe support a local group that takes in Boy Scout groups.
And there are – I know there are some. So, I mean, that – Kirk, that's a great idea. We will.
We'll look into that.
I promise you, we'll do a show on that.
I know Fairfield Sportsman Association does that with junior shooters and stuff, and I think all the big gun clubs do. But we should expose that and get more.
We'll donate a show to it and spend an hour talking about all the different programs, where they are, and how to access them and what they do. It's a good idea.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. 749-5500. Yeah, it's amazing. And talking about the. The gun clubs there, Keith, you were mentioning, that's another way you can get involved and help locally.
Yeah, and it's enjoyable joining shooting clubs. You can go out and shoot pistol, rifle, shotgun, whatever your thing is, all of them, And so the large ones around here, Fairfield Sportsman Association, which we shoot the Friday Night Steel at, or we just completed the Friday Night Steel, actually, for this year.
Yeah.
Miami Rifle and Pistol out in Claremont County, very good organization. Middletown Sportsmen's, they're all good, and they need our support. They need people to join them. They need, the activity.
Right.
And if we keep the activity up, that's half of it as well, keeping people shooting, keeping people competing, and that sort of thing.
It is. I mean, these clubs, again, they actually rely on your support, and the more people that can get involved, the better. It's just got to be one of those things that you don't put it on a back burner and say, yes, I do support gun ownership and Second Amendment rights. Take the next step, get involved, join the NRA, join some of these organizations, and then get plugged in and do some shooting. Get involved in the community, sharing ideas. And I like this the one thing, support local dealers. I like that idea. Of course, I know one of our listeners is probably listening and saying, it's kind of hard to find a local dealer sometimes, and that are we've heard a lot of reports of mixed results dealing with some local gun dealers. I understand that, but it is a good idea, believe it or not. Again, The gun store should not be your sole source of information on any topic. I'm going to say that just as plain as I can. They should not be. However, they are a source of certain information, I think it's a good idea that if you can, I know this is hard, okay, but if you can buy your gun at a local dealer and maybe pay $30, $40, $50 more than you would from a dealer in wherever. I like the idea of buying local when I can. I just think it's a good thing to do.
It preserves their presence in the area, and it just adds to the overall shooting fraternity.
Right.
Without the local dealers and things, things would kind of dry up.
They play a role, and they actually do play a pretty big role. And again, it doesn't really matter. You have a bad experience this one or that one. I understand that it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But the bottom line is, there's a lot that goes on. It's a hub. It's an area around which things happen in the shooting community. And it's a good thing. So you should be involved. And finally, of course, educating others. That's a major one.
Well, it's key. Fathers should teach sons and daughters and that sort of thing. And that's the way it's going to continue. If we want our shooting sports to continue, gun ownership to continue, as the previous caller said, we need to think about the younger generation. We need to think about how they're trained and how they're exposed to this in a positive way. And we need to keep doing that.
And think about what they're being taught if you're not teaching them anything. Because let me tell you something. They're hearing about guns at school.
Propaganda.
They're hearing they're evil. They're bad. There's nothing good about them. They should be avoided at all costs. They're not getting quality firearm information unless you're giving it to them. I'll assure you of that if your kids go to school. I'm just telling you. Don't leave them in the hands of somebody that, you know, is just going to spout their own propaganda. You know, you make sure that you're responsible. You make sure. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and a few other things. We do have to take our final break. If you want to join the show, 749-5500. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time, 55 KRC, the talk station.
55 KRC.
Remember that Kroger has everything you need for a frightfully fun Halloween. Kroger is your one-stop shop this Halloween to pick up your trick-or-treat candy, costumes, scary decor, bakery treats, deli trays, and more. Have a safe and happy Halloween with Kroger.
Gary Sullivan here. A good-looking front door can really define the look of your home, but it can also be a maintenance headache. I really like the fiberglass doors that look great and are low maintenance. See them at the McCabe Lumber Building and Remodeling Showroom.
Masonite fiberglass doors are made with high-performance fiberglass facing, specialty decorative glass, and rot-resistant bottom rails. Masonite fiberglass doors look like beautifully finished wood without the maintenance.
McCabe Lumber Building and Remodeling Showroom in Loveland. They got great-looking doors, and they also install. Visit McCabeLumber.com.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time on 55 KRC, the talk station. If you'd like to join the show tonight with any questions or comments, give us a call now at 749-5500.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, when it comes to firearms, education really has to be the key component. It's the thing that I personally think is lacking the most, if anything. And I just took some notes on my own, and you'd be surprised how resistant people are to training. It's unbelievable. Now, Indiana's a state with about 6.4 million people, population. They've issued over 300,000 gun permits. They are second only to the state of New York. New York has, by the way, like a 20 million population, okay? Ohio's issued, I think, 150,000.
150,000,
yeah. And yet what's our population? Like 11.5 million.
Mm-hmm. It's Rush Limbaugh at noon.
We're getting broke in on here. That's okay. So, but here's my point. Now, I know Indiana's had a gun permit longer than we have, so that might account for some of it. But the bottom line is Indiana doesn't require training. So that's, and I'm not going to say that's good or bad. I'm just going to say I think it's a factor in people's decision. I think if people could mail in and get their certificate, get their license, or show up somewhere and just get it, don't be resistant to training. You want to know what one of the things you can do to really help support this is become a professional, okay, at the individual level. Decide that you're going to be one part of that hopefully increasing less than 1% of people who are going to go get training, real training. I mean, Keith spent the better part of his life in firearms training, you know, in militaries all over the face of the globe. You know, I didn't do that, but I mean, so I accessed the training available at Tactical Defense Institute. But that training is what you base all of your future doings on. Now, you can forget training if you want, and you can go through life and hope that you can survive 30 or 40 or 50 armed encounters, and then you can decide what does and doesn't work. But you probably won't survive, see? So what you do is, with training, is you benefit from what these people who have been in these situations have learned does work and doesn't work. Think of it a shortcut if you need to. But training is absolutely fundamental. These are things that you're not going to just pick up. No ball player, no tennis player, firefighters. I mean, they train all the time. Why? If you are going to face someone in a lethal force encounter, you wouldn't train for that, but you would a golf tournament or a tennis match? I mean, are you kidding me? Absolutely fundamental part of I think the more training we have, the less likely we are to have accidental discharges and goofballs and arguing with people in bars with guns. And I think it takes us to another level. The more people we have that are at a professional level, the better this community will be. You know, whenever we talk about training, you know what I'm going to say. You can go wherever you want. I'm going to go to Tactical Defense Institute, TDI. That's where I would go. You can get to them at TDIOhio.com. They're in West Union, Ohio. They're close, and they are unbelievable. I would advocate everyone, you know. Now, you know, obviously if you've had a great deal of training and you're content with your program, that's fine. But for me, I hadn't had a lot and I found it unbelievable. And so is everybody I've ever got to go out there. Let's see. Let's go to George and Mason. George's got a question. George, welcome to the show.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hello.
The point you were discussing about organizations and researching what they underwrite and that sort of thing is really important. I noticed on the internet 10/26 of this particular month that the Buckeye Firearms Association was pushing real hard for everybody to get behind H.R. 822. And that's the National Right to Carry Reciprocity Bill.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And that would give recognition of carry permits, of course, to all the states and that sort of thing. That's really, in many people's opinion, not a good bill because what the government gives you, it can take away.
Well, what it is, and we're going to talk to Congressman Shabbat about that next week. That's one of the things we're going to talk to him about.
Okay.
He's one of the promoters of that. But it just levels the playing field, and reciprocity is automatic between states that recognize concealed carry.
Well, I think it's kind of like if I leave for Ohio and go to Georgia, I don't need another driver's license. I'm allowed to drive in Georgia on my Ohio license.
It makes sense.
I think I ought to be able to carry my gun as well. I hear what you're saying, George, but I think anything the government gives that can take away, but. You know,
we don't have it right now.
I think the recognition of that license, like they recognize my license to drive, I think it ought to be.
Well, Shabbat may bring it up, but there is alternative legislation being offered that doesn't expose everybody to the effect of a federal government.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's my point. My point is, should we be relying on the federal government to give us something that whoever takes over in another, you know, how many years can say, I just don't want these people to have this, and it's gone. So I just wanted to bring that point.
Well,
up.
We'll propose that to the congressman next week.
Yeah, okay. We sure will. George, thank you, buddy. Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I try to look at things very simply, you know, and simplicity to me is I've got a driver's license, I can drive out of state. I'd be able to carry my gun out of state, you know.
You're saying, should it be a federal mandate or should it be every state agree to it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think every state should, you know, but the bottom line is, they won't, right? I mean, if it's not a federal mandate, they probably won't do it. So, but, I mean, I don't know. We'll talk to Shabbat about this. That was one of the things we're going to talk to him about anyway. Yeah. Joe in Delhi, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, guys. Mm-hmm. Two quick comments. Is there a program the NRA offers in regards to colleges and universities?
You know, I don't know.
They support rifle teams and shooting teams and that sort of thing at the university level.
Here's why I bring it up. The colleges and universities are filled with a lot of anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment atmosphere. And so even if they offer an educational course on the Second Amendment, violence in school zones, workplace violence, that sort of thing to help educate and counter some of the anti-gun rhetoric that's very prevalent on these campuses. You know, and then also to get the younger people involved, I didn't grow up shooting. I've only been shooting for like 4 years. And so I was fed a lot of the garbage over the years. And there's a lot out there.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to see younger people, younger than me, I'm in my 30s, more involved.
Right.
And then, you know, they would get more involved in some of the legislative stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I'm sure the NRA is... You know, they probably don't have that base covered as well as they should. And of course, the college campus thing is becoming more and more a topic. And I think they should take it on as more of a special project.
Well, the NRA has an education section where they deal with these things.
Where they deal with these things.
How prevalent it is. And getting into college campuses, if you're an NRA member,
it's
kind of difficult.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big no welcome sign. But you know, maybe there's something they can do. That's a good point, Jeff. Thank you very much. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Yeah. I guess that, you know, we talked to the caller about the education of the young ones, and you know, I want to hit that again. You know, I mean, how old were you when you first picked up a gun, Keith? I mean, do you remember?
I can't remember.
I was
three, I think.
I mean, he had one. He came out with one in his hand. I don't remember how old I was when. I mean, I was really young.
There's rumors that my father brought a Colt up to the hospital and put my hand on it when I was still in the hospital.
Wow.
I don't know if it's true or not, but...
Well, it might have been. I mean, you
I
know,
think it was true.
If anything, yeah, I think it might have been true. But, you know, I know, I mean, we got to get away from this notion that, well, okay, let's think about that. Let's say a father did bring a gun into a hospital and put his baby's hand on it. You know what they would do
He's
to
gone.
Him today? I mean, he would go off to serious reprogramming camp. They would have to wipe his memory and reprogram him with the right stuff. They would think this guy was a nut. But I mean, why is that so bad? I mean, again, firearms are not evil. Let me just, I mean, for those of you who might be out there that are on the fence about this issue, they are not the problem. Yes, people can do bad things with firearms. People can do bad things with alcohol and guns and cars, computers. I mean, look at the dirty stuff your kids do with computers, for crying out loud. I mean, are you kidding me? And cameras and everything else. I mean, you know, what is it we're so afraid of? I mean, it's the use of these items that can be either good or bad. You have to educate your kid. And like I said, I talked to one of my clients' child was kicked out of school. Was kicked out of school for making a finger gun. I mean, not permanently, but he was out for 10 days. Now, you know, the bottom, I mean, are you kidding me?
Did his finger go off?
I don't know. It could have been like an accidental discharge or something. Yeah, and maybe if it hadn't gone off, he wouldn't have kicked him out. But the thing is, this is the mentality around your children. If you are not telling them anything about guns, they are hearing about them, but this is what they're hearing. Okay. And as our last caller indicated, you know, he grew up, he'd been fed the line all his life. That's all he got. They will eat what you put in front of them. That's a simple fact of life. People will eat what they get. And
especially kids, because that's how they learn.
Yeah.
And they know that these education.
Well, they know they're at school. That's my teacher.
Right.
You know, I'm supposed to listen to Mrs. Smith or whatever, you know, so of course they're going to listen to him. If you don't tell them anything, I mean, you know what? It's not a bad thing to tell your kids. Let me tell you something. When I tell you something and Mrs. Smith tells you something and they conflict, you forget what she said. You do what I say. You listen to what I say. I mean, unless it's calculus or something. But I mean, you know, which I wouldn't comment on calculus. But the thing is, when it's not a bad thing to tell your children, you know what, your teacher could be wrong. And about this, they are. Okay? They are wrong. Guns are not evil. Guns are not bad. We're a pro-gun family. You know, you ask some of the would-be world dominators of the past why they never crossed any of our borders. You mm-hmm. know, it's because there's a gun in every house. That's right. Why, you know, that it is. Oh, no, it was the ocean. No, they've got boats. We've had boats a long time. They know all about getting in the boat and going across the ocean.
Also focus on who are the biggest proponents of gun control.
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler, Stalin Mao, yeah. Pol yep. Pot. The list goes on.
Yeah, you want to get on that
we
list?
We don't want that to happen here.
Right, absolutely not. And as we've been promised, our leader will get around Congress at every opportunity. So believe you me, if you think that'll never touch your firearms, you're crazy. So, well, you know, the show's coming to an end. Again, next week, Congressman Shabbat, that's going to be a good
looking
show.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be a real good show. So please join us. Get your questions. We'll probably have him on. We'll talk, and then we'll take questions. But we can't tie him up all the time. But we're going to try to hit some of the bigger national issues. If you've got questions, show ideas, guest requests, any type of firearm issue, info@triggertimewithjoe.com. That's info@triggertimewithjoe.com. I'm looking forward to next week. Amy, take it away.
Okay, that's it for another hour of Trigger Time with Joe Barrett. We'd like to encourage our listeners to responsibly exercise their Second Amendment rights by being armed whenever legal and joining the NRA. Please visit our website, www.triggertimewithjoe.com, and email questions and suggestions to info@triggertimewithjoe.com. Tune in next Sunday at 7 p.m. for another hour of Trigger Time here on 55KRC, The Talk Station.
Fifty
55 KRC.
Live radio stations from across the country, plus stations you create all in one. iHeartRadio puts the future of entertainment on your smartphone.
You can make your own station from your favorite live radio station.
iHeartRadio.
You gotta download it.
Share the stations you love with your friends on Facebook and Twitter. See what your friends have been listening to and discover new music.
You gotta download it.
Download the new iHeartRadio app for your iPhone today or experience it online at iHeartRadio.com.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Count on us.
We have what you want.
JakeSweeney.com.
55 KRC.
55 WKRC. Cincinnati.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucera. 3 million people from